A proposal for owners of the Tampa Bay Rowdies to build their own soccer stadium in the Town and Country section of Hillsborough County was withdrawn this morning after it was apparent that it would not be approved by the county commission. Local opposition had formed around concerns about noise and the availability of parking. The Rowdies would play in the new United Soccer League's first division. The team's president and part owner, Andrew Nestor, told the board that opponents had given misinformation about his goals for the proposed $20 million privately built structure.
The county's proposed parking variance that we have accepted puts this stadium's parking situation on par or better than existing Tampa Bay stadiums. The Tampa average is 11 seats per spot on site. We would be at 7-1. Also, we cannot expand beyond the initial 5,000 seats without first demonstrating to the county that our parking situation works, it's functional, and that we can expand our parking capacity along in conjunction with the seating capacity.
Nestor said that on average, the stadium would host 20 to 23 games a year in the 5,000-seat structure, but plans to increase the capacity to 10,000 and to host musical performances is what has led to criticism from the local community. Fears that those musical concerts could lead to noise problems, a la the Ford Amphitheater, have become an issue for all concerned. But team president Andrew Nestor said he was prepared to do what it takes to alleviate those concerns.
We would adhere to all EPC laws. Obviously, we received a letter from the EPC, and we've agreed to bring in sound consultants to make sure that we can maintain our non-sporting events within their requirements. And we have also agreed to an 11 p.m. curfew for all non-sporting events, period. What we are really building is a glorified high school stadium. It should not be compared to anything like the Ford Amphitheater.
Jerry Campbell was with the Hillsborough County Environmental Protection Commission. He said concerns about loud noise were taken seriously by his agency.
Now, the applicant has agreed to an 11 o'clock curfew, which we find encouraging and certainly would be helpful for residents in that area if they're concerned about noise. However, we want to make sure that everybody understands going forward that our noise rule has standards that do apply before 11 o'clock. And our experience with a venue of this size, trying to entertain that many people with amplified music, with neighbors in very close proximity, neighbors right on the adjacent property line, as well as an established neighborhood a third of a mile away, that they're probably, if the citizens complain, it's a complaint-driven rule, the citizens complain and we go to their property and monitor, it's highly likely that our agency would record violations.
Another co-owner for the Rowdies is Burns Steakhouse president David Waxer. Rowdy's management told the board that in these recessionary times, it was a win-win to have private investors build on private land on something that would boost the local economy. One of the biggest obstacles to the Rowdies to get approval to construct the stadium is the lack of parking in their proposal. County rules require about one parking space for every three stadium seats, but the team asked for, and was granted permission from the hearing master, to have parking only for one out of seven fans. Pamela Jo Hatley is an attorney representing the 12 Oaks Civic Association, the community that would be most affected by the new stadium.
The staff has proposed a condition that will allow a 5,000-seat stadium to go forward without even knowing whether patrons can find sufficient parking spaces. What if they can't? This is tantamount to an experiment where the public safety is the guinea pig. If the county approves this with this condition, it's a gamble with the public health safety and welfare.
Rosemarie Middletown with the 12 Oaks Civic Association had been leading the effort against the proposed stadium. She said local residents had concerns about stadium traffic cutting through the neighborhood.
Impatient people will use Barry Road to Hanley as a way to avoid the backup. Barry is a main artery through our subdivision, which connects Hanley to Benjamin. Barry is already overused and is a safety hazard to residents whose homes and driveways face the street. As a community, we have been forced to hire off-duty FHP troopers to patrol our neighborhood in order to control speeders and other traffic violators associated with cut-through traffic.
By the time the county commissioners had a chance to question the Rowdies' representatives, skepticism about the lack of parking seemed paramount in all of their minds. Commissioner Mark Sharp.
And as much as I sympathize with individuals who are going to say here no to the stadium, wherever we go, there's going to be citizens filling this room saying no. So I'm prepared to vote if I think it's correct for this project. But the concern I have is you're talking about going to phase two, which will be 10,000, in an area which I'm not sure you can sustain phase one with 5,000. And I'm not prepared to support a project until I'm absolutely certain that we can address the traffic issue and the parking issue, because what we haven't even gotten to the sound issue.
As it became apparent that sentiment was moving against the Rowdies, Commissioner Jim Norman, a noted sports enthusiast, asked Rowdies President Andrew Nestor if he would consider another site in the county. After hearing a flat-out no, Norman seemed stunned that the Rowdies would not work with him to try to salvage a new possibility.
Find something else that works, and let's move forward in conjunction with each other. I plead you do that, because I see this failing, and then it's over.